Hey all, second session is coming to a close, and you've done some reading and some collage work. I'm so excited to get into. I wanted to just reflect a bit on some of the reading. I don't know if any of you have actually seen some of Bearden's work in person, but in the physical, there's just this. There's so much emotion. There's so much. So ma you can almost feel, as if. Okay, what am I trying to say? It's as if the adhesive that's used is emotion and energy and artistic love, right? I think that's what I'm trying to get at, is that they're magical. And when I think of collage, I often think of Bearden, whether you can see them or not, I think, in person, I think this helps give us a little bit of context. And just a couple of passages here in that last section. While Bearden's revisions of tradition interrogate the past as vehicle for reflecting upon the present. I'm on that last section, page 115.4. Where was I? And assert the place of both invention and difference within that canon. They also reveal the complexity of self-consciousness with which Bearden approached his work as an artist. I think just this sense of self-consciousness, right? I think I was I'm really focusing on that, and how that sort of builds into this larger space in which. He is just so interested in the second. So now, page 153. I think just that first paragraph. That's where I am. At their best, however, Bearden's collages do more than establish analogies between the particular and the universal. They physically and psychically interrogate the specificities of African American experiences in a coherent signifying structure that seeks to simultaneously draw upon and revise stereotype representations of race and culture. Again, this ability to be aware, this ability to sort of search then through this awareness. And I love this the analogies between the particular and the universal. I love that that interplay between, I think the really personal, and then the universal, the broad, the human. I think I'm so excited about and interested in those two spaces. And again, I think in so many ways collage does that, or has the ability to do that. There was one more passage. May need to pause this so I can find a. Hold on. Okay, I think I found it. page 144. In asserting that art is inspired by the experience of looking at art, Bearden refuses the modernist dream of the innocent eye, and instead chooses to embrace influence as at once necessary and valuable. I thought that also was quite interesting, because I think so many of us, whether you've taken studio classes or not, I think we learn from seeing. You could say that of any practice. I think the curatorial practice as well is so involved in seeing and experiencing. And so, because this week's lesson was so much on seeing, and being a part of. A visual discourse, being a part of this sort of lineage in some way. I thought that was really exciting. All right, so on to into the classroom or the online studio, and taking a look at everyone's stuff. Jody was first to post this week, and working through this process, I see that sort of cardboard substrate, which is aiming at scale and ratio, which is great. Just clicking through. So again, I'm in that online classroom space, and if I scroll down, I have, I think, Oldest first. I'm just scrolling down, and then I click on Jodi's first image. I think this translation actually worked out pretty well. That sort of middle image with the white background and these figures really kind of sort of merging, coming together. I do agree with, I think Jodi said something, I think you mentioned, maybe there needed to be a little bit less of that muslin color. I mean, I think that could have been broken up a little bit. I mean, you're also working from a black and white photo. I don't know if you had a color photo. So you made it complicated for yourself, right? I mean, sort of so not only are you translating form and shape and kind of bringing this all this all of this I mean, bringing it all to life in collage, but now you're also having to invent color, which is great. I mean, I think you did a great job here with that. But I think that sort of front those frontal figures might have sort of just popped a little bit more with against that sort of the backdrop, those being different. But I mean, that said, I mean, with these figures that they were the way that they were built together, I mean, that sort of that one figure that is created in silhouette, like where it is just the sort of linen backdrop. And I'm talking about the sort of crouching, the more standing figure on the right-hand side. So you have that crouching middle figure that's sort of in kind of like a very, very light, dusty ochreish. And then you have the figure, the sort of leaning figure on the left of that, and then that other figure that's all mostly that sort of raw linen or muslin, whatever that is. I mean, it's quite beautiful. I mean, you are playing with you're p playing with push and pull and sort of frontal things here quite a bit. I think it's great. I think that yes, I think I agree, and I think that could have varied a little bit more, and I think you would have gotten a little bit more out of that. But I see the initial sketch in the sketchbook is great, and that's really coming together. So. The process is what I'm saying is exciting to sort of see, and you working through it, and we can see that also with the progress image. So thank you for sharing that. Charlie, thank you for bringing in a bit of a history lesson here and involving us with several people who are doing great jobs with this with collage. This week, tomorrow, you're going to listen to me for just under 40 minutes, giving a little presentation. So I will get into some more of these things. But this is a great intro, and I think all of these are just brilliant. Holy Nagy, I think maybe especially, but I don't know, maybe not. I don't know. They're all great. What I think you're mostly connecting with in a lot of ways is light, I think, in this space. There's this collage of light, shadow, structure that's there and structure that's hinted, that sort of sense of shadow structure, which I think is really beautiful. In this first sort of color piece, I think that's the Barbara Kasten piece, just full of space, in the physical, but then because that's allowed to become shadow, a space of light, which is just really exciting. So I think, I think with your references here giving us, I mean, going to digital really makes sense, and playing with a sense, a sensibility with the two with a, such a flat surface as the screen, and really being able to kind of play with that. So you've given us space. You've given us this environment to play with, or kind of within, I guess. And then you've given us these two collages. This woman with her dots, and then the other dots, and she's kind of hanging out. I think they come together really well. I think they're really playful. I think that the connection between them is that circular form and the color. I think the fact that there's no gradation of the color with the first with the more frontal woman, where we see most of her face and her bust, I think works really well. I think, you're giving her pattern a bit in the clothing, but there's just something really nice that's happening with that flatness against all that's happening in the body. you know, this sort of the glowing eyes or lenses. But she's being placed in you know, in connection to this artwork that she's probably potentially, or you know, this something, but in front of the wall, or she's in front of something in the wall, but then also she is then being viewed at the same time, which is kind of really special. And then the woman in the blue dress, you know, just again that sort of the hint, you know, you bigger circles, bigger forms, but you've simplified it a bit, right? So again, you're working here as you were the last week with this white space. And I mean, this white space becomes so important to you and to this image, and really helps activate those green circles, to really then push the space that is the full room, right? So I think this is really it's fun to see. It's fun to see that you're really just kind of playing with it. You know, then outside we have then not the circles, but a lit, you know, lit line, and then, you know, multi-sided shapes. That, you know, again, sort of have this connection to these other two figure pieces, whatever they are. But you know, again, I think light would be interesting to play with, and you know, you're playing with the lightness of the screen. But I wonder, you know, what could happen with light in some way, if you're thinking about that in some other way. And maybe you were thinking about that, and that's what drew you to the screen in the first place. So I'm interested in that. Because in a lot of the things that you presented, that you were looking at, you know, it really does feel like light was coming through. Great. And then we have Emma's. You know, it's so funny because I think the Bearden piece was also talking about Bearden thinking about painting, right? You know, and he I forget where he says it. It's toward the end, but he saw these things as paintings. I wish I could find it. I closed it, of course. But it's toward the end, and you know, I'm interested in those ideas. You know, how do you think as a do you think as a painter? Do you think as a collage artist? Or, you know, why do you think in these ways? And I think that that's just something interesting to consider. I touch on that in the presentation this week, this coming week. But again, your workspace is great. I mean, I think you have these. You're ready to go with these brushes, even though we're doing a collage here, and then you have this collage piece, you know, in sort of in vein of with you know Hodgkin and sort of the love of Hodgkin that I know that you've had in the past with your with. I mean, it's just he's kind of been present in your studio for a long time, so it's really nice to sort of see him, you know. Come back and say hello. Again, I think if you could potentially, if I don't know why these are uploading so small, but it's really hard to see the detail. I'd love to kind of get in and see what these are all about. I'm having a hard time sort of seeing that. I mean, what I can see is what it feels like. There's like this sort of a backdrop, right? And then there's all these other things kind of laid on top of that. And then this sort of, you know, Hodgkin-esque sort of frame as you would typically have, you know, this painted frame. So it's great that you're thinking about all the surfaces. It's great that you're thinking about how maybe inside outside or here there kind of come together. I'm wondering if the black doesn't feel like it's sort of arbitrary, you know, just whatever that black mat is at the back. I'm wondering if that couldn't be activated in some other way. And I'm wondering too, I mean, there's that in the front, there's this really beautiful, like kind of deep ochre form. It's really hard to see exactly what it is. It almost looks like a turkey, like a raw turkey in kind of a good way. But what I'm trying to get at there is that feels like it's treated differently, where the red pieces, the yellow pieces, the blue pieces, and maybe even the frame feel like they're treated similarly. And I think I spoke about this the last assignment too, is I think what's really exciting is when you're playing with the differences in textures, right? And how varied something can be. Now, I'm not saying go like over the top in variety, because I mean, well, you could do, and that could be fine, but I'm just wondering, and maybe the black does do that. Maybe it's this sort of black matte, like flat space, but it almost It almost reads too much as diorama in not the greatest way. I mean, you did mention it felt like a little, I forget how you say it, but not elementary, but primary school, yeah. I don't think it feels like that necessarily. I just think that I think there could be even further play. Think about Hodgkin's frames and think about how they just feel so, they're such a part of the piece and then they're so separate, at the same time. And the fact that this is treated like with this brush, I'm wondering like if you built that frame out of collage pieces, how much more structure that would be. I mean, those frames just feel like they're like such an like I wouldn't say the most important part of the Hodgkin, but they're such an important part of them. So I would say maybe like retreating. So I mean, retreating the frame in a different way a bit, and then also maybe just questioning that black matte background a little bit more. Anyway, thank you. I've rambled on a little bit here. It's been fun to see our new online classroom studio space and how it's functioning. I hope you guys are enjoying it. And thank you so much. This coming week's assignment is exciting, I think. And you get to hear me for about 40 minutes, give a little collage lecture with some history and then some other ideas of what I'm looking at. So you have some good things to look forward to. And we're thinking cereally, cereal, not like eating breakfast cereal, but cereal with the S. Yeah, I'm excited to see what happens. All right, have a great week, and I'll see you all on Tuesday again, unless something Tuesday? Monday? Monday. Right. It's after 4 p.m. in New York, and I always say after four, all bets are off. So there you go. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.